question to the team that they were prepared. First thing he wants to know is, now that you're not with ECM anymore and you're with your own record label,
yeah.
Have you noticed any difference regarding the control that you have over your own work?
Well, yes, of course, and this is the reason for the change. Do you want me to speak and then you can interpret, or what's the best way?
Yeah, I might. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't make a big answer.
Sí, está diciendo que, de hecho, se debía a eso el cambio, ¿no? Quería tener, poder participar, tener más control.
I had a very positive relationship with ECM for 34 years.
No es que tuviera una relación mala ni negativa con ECM.
But at this time, I saw it as a good opportunity to take more responsibility.
Pero después de cuatro años, considero que era una buena oportunidad para tomar más responsabilidad.
It was something I wanted 10 years ago, but at that time it was not possible.
So ya desde hace 10 años quería hacerlo, pero en ese momento no fue posible.
So the big purpose for me is, first of all, ownership of my own masters. That's the first.
Yeah. Su idea principal era tener la propiedad de sus producciones.
And secondly, be able to take advantage of the new methods of distribution, not only hard copy through regular distribution in stores, but also using electronic downloads, which are becoming more and more important.
Y también tomar ventaja de las nuevas posibilidades de distribución, no solo las copias duras clásicas, como son los vinilos, ¿no? Sino también la distribución electrónica.
Vale.
Por medio de internet.
Sí, pregúntale, ¿puede decir a ver qué opina, o sea, precisamente sobre esto, sobre internet y la piratería y la influencia de los dos factores dentro del mercado discográfico?
Yeah, he wants to know what's your opinion regarding the internet and piracy and the impact that has in the market.
Personally, I don't worry about this because I see it as a very good opportunity. I think that it is a good thing that people can get free music as well. And my purpose also is to give music free on the site as well as possibilities for paying for this.
Lo considera positivo. Opina que es una buena opción que la gente tenga acceso gratuito a la música, ¿no? Y no solo eso, sino incluso pues, ofrecerla de esa manera.
Sí.
And my feeling is that recordings are mostly promotion for our concerts.
Claro.
This is the main purpose.
Claro, claro.
And our income, our money income, is coming much more from our performances than from recordings. So I think that it's a good thing that people hear the music. And last, I think what we are doing with the website, which is beginning in October, is to allow people to download one track, not necessarily just the whole album. So this gives more choice.
En octubre van a comenzar con su página web y lo que van a hacer es a lo mejor dar la opción de escuchar un tema y no todo, ¿no? Es como un primer sample de degustación de lo que es el álbum. Y también ha dicho que la mayor parte de los beneficios de retribución económica que yo saca no consiguen es de las actuaciones en directo, ¿no? No solo las ventas.
En la página.
Que no le preocupa.
Hay algunas páginas, por ejemplo, Steve Coleman dispone de una serie de páginas web que en las que puedes descargarte un montón de canciones suyas. Coméntaselo.
Steve Coleman, por ejemplo, tiene una website and he offers loads of
materials. I've had a website about 10 years now, and you can order scores of the big band parts, lead sheets, is the electronic press kit, many things. DaveHolland.com is the address, so people can find that.
DaveHolland.com tiene su página web desde hace 10 años y sí. Tiene un montón de, pues, de cosas para bajar, que incluyen mm-hmm. partituras y temas también.
Ajá. Vale. Otra cosa, hablando ya que estamos hablando de Steve Coleman, el M-Bass en su música, ¿cómo, qué influencia tiene actualmente?
I don't know. I don't have a opinion. You know, I played with many musicians that were a part of M-Bass. Robin Eubanks, of course, Jerry Allen, Marvin Smitty Smith, Steve Coleman. But I was never a member of this group.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in my life, one of the ways I learn about music is from the musicians that I play with.
Uh-huh.
And so I would say everybody that I... bravo. I would say everybody that I have played with have given me a great gift of their inspiration as well. And, of course, these musicians I spoke of were part of that. But I don't see that... I would never say, you know, this group, M-Bass, really, it was only a collective of individuals. It was not a philosophy of music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was a group of individuals, and each one had their own approach. So when you say, did M-Bass influence me, this means nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am influenced by people, not by an organization. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
dice que participó, que tocó con ellos, nunca fueron parte de la formación en sí, pero
mm-hmm.
que tocó con ellos. Y dice que a él lo que realmente le influencia, le hace crecer o le inspira es las personas como individuos, no como concepto filosófico ni nada de eso. Sino
uh-huh.
que claro que lo enriqueció, pero como...
Mm.
Como le
puede
enriquecer
con algún cambio de
otra persona.
Ajá. Y ahora que ha salido el nombre de Robin Eubanks, ¿en qué papel específico se enmarca este hombre? Porque siempre ha hecho como una especie de codirector, ¿no? Junto con ustedes, del grupo, una especie de brazo derecho.
He wants to know what exactly is Robin Eubanks' role. He's saying that. To him, it seems as if he had been co-managing a band with you.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good friend, he's a great friend,
mm-hmm.
and a great musician, and a very important part of the music we play, you know. May I ask a question? I understand from his question that he is trying to find some special connection between the members of M-Bass and the music I play, and I sense that maybe he is a big fan of this music. Is this correct?
¿Entiendes?
No.
Dice que bueno, que es solo un buen amigo suyo y nada más, que no se trata de eso, y tiene curiosidad por saber si las preguntas de la manera que las estamos enfocando
mm-hmm.
Es debido a tu preferencia personal no. por él.
No,
me gusta, pero dile que...
It's true,
¿eh?
las preguntas, aunque las planteo yo, mm-hmm. en realidad yo lo que estoy haciendo es un compendio de preguntas de personas que participan dentro del foro.
Mm-hmm.
Y hay personas que están muy relacionadas con el M-Bass, con M-Bass, y conocen a gente como Sandra Wilson, como Steve Coleman. Y,
mm-hmm. y sí. Been done by this forum project, and there's loads of people
really
involved.
Okay. So the question about Robin is that he is managing me?
Well, not sort of helping out, co-managing.
Yeah, not really. You know, when I have a group, my idea is that the musicians in the group contribute their total creativity. This is what I would like for them, because this way they have the most expression of their creative idea. So in all the bands that I've had, my hope is that the musicians will contribute whatever they have, whether it's composition, playing, musical ideas. This is what makes a group. And every group that I have been part of, Miles Davis, many other groups, Stan Getz and so on, I have functioned this way with the band. This music is a group music, and at its finest is when everybody is giving everything. And so I invite the musicians that I play with to do that. So Robin has given everything in the music. He writes, he plays, he's a good friend. We talk about music, but we speak of music with everybody. In the big band, we discuss ideas, we share ideas. This is the creative process.
Está diciendo que a él lo que le interesa de trabajar con bandas como Grecho, con un montón de gente que ha colaborado, ¿no? Lo que le interesa es que cada músico aporte pues las facetas de su creatividad, ¿no? Y que está siempre abierto a ese tipo de aportaciones. Uh-huh. En cuanto a composición, ideas en general, o tocar, ¿no? Que eso es lo que él pretende, ¿no? Cuando toca en un grupo, que cada uno se exprese al máximo sus posibilidades y que, pues, con Robin, así, lo que ha hecho ha sido eso, ¿no? Que es un buen amigo y tratan y debaten y discuten, pues, todo ese tipo de cosas, como con los demás músicos que ha colaborado.
There are many responsibilities that I have also, which are to present a big picture of what we are trying to do. Mm-hmm. And I ask for the musicians' help in this, of course, you know, because without them I cannot do it.
También se trata de un grupo y eso conlleva una responsabilidad, ¿no?
Claro.
La idea, el concepto que él tiene, pues tienen que ponerse de acuerdo, ¿no?
This is the tradition. This is the tradition of Duke Ellington, of Miles Davis.
Uh-huh.
There is somebody who is creating a plan, but there are also musicians who are making this plan a reality. You know, so this is.
Uh-huh. Hablando de Miles Davis, en este festival de armoñaca, aparte de usted. Hay otras figuras que también han participado en diversas formaciones de Miles Davis, como Kenny Barron o Judas Awinu, que fue allá, Yesterday. Judas Awinu. ¿Puede decir una fe recuerdo, guarda, de la época con Miles?
He's saying that Judas Awinu played with Miles Davis as well, as Kenny Garrett.
Just recording.
Because
yeah, he Judd Ravino was not in the group. He didn't tour.
Sí, pero
but he contributed a lot to the recordings and composition sometimes. Uh-huh. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that they collaborated with him, and there's a few of them are saying gathered.
A gathering of Miles people.
So
beautiful.
Maybe you wonder what your memories are.
Of Miles.
Yeah.
My memory is that he was for me in many ways, you know, a great leader, because he led by example, and he let the musicians find their own creative path in his music.
Mm-hmm.
And he was generous for this, because some band leaders, they make the music for them. I am the band leader, it's me, you know. And Miles was not like this. He would play his solo, and then he would leave and step aside, and the band would play. And this was always, I never felt Miles was trying to prove anything or make himself bigger than he really was. He was already big. He didn't have to sign. So this was the thing I remember the most, I think.
Dice que cuando tocaba con él, siempre considero que era un gran líder, ¿no? Porque llevaba la banda, o sea, predicaba con el ejemplo, digamos, ¿no? Él tocaba y luego permitía a los músicos expresarse libremente también, ¿no? Él a lo mejor tocaba su solo, se retiraba y dejaba a la gente vía libre, ¿no? Para expresarse uh-huh. también. Y eso es lo que recuerda a Stefano.
Vale. Muy bien. Vamos a volver un poquito a la Big Band, al tema de la Big Band. La incorporación de Nate Smith con respecto a Billy Kilson, ¿qué ha supuesto para el quinteto?
What do you think about the change
para la banda?
Nate Smith.
What do I think about the change? I think that Nate is a great drummer and he brings a lot of imagination to the music. Billy Kilson also was a great drummer, you know, but there are times when a change has to happen for some reason, can be many reasons. Mm-hmm. And I had met Nate Smith about 5 or 6 years ago at a college where I was doing a short teaching mm-hmm. visit. And I heard him and I said, this is a great drummer, also a great young drummer. And so some gigs Billy Kilson could not do, I asked Nate, can you play? And he, yeah, fantastic. So about nearly 2 years ago now, he began working with the quintet full time and, of course, with the big band. So he's a very positive energy, always gives 100% of himself to the music, and I think this is the best.
Dice que los dos son pues muy buenos percusionistas y que lo conoció hace 4 años en mm-hmm. una escuela donde estuvo temporalmente dando unas clases, uh-huh. lo escuchó y le gustó, ¿no? Y entonces Billy Kilson pues se tuvo que ausentar en algunos conciertos y pidió a Nick que lo sustituyera, ¿no? Uh-huh. Y desde hace pues un par de años ya toca con él de forma regular. Dice que está lleno de imaginación y que siempre aporta el 100% de sus posibilidades en cada concierto.
Uh-huh. Vale. Otra cosa. El piano es un instrumento que no suele utilizar demasiado en sus formaciones. ¿Por qué? O sea, ¿por qué no? ¿Cuál es la razón de que no tienda a utilizar el piano?
I wondered why or if you've ever considered including the piano in the Spanish.
Well, you know, for special occasion, yes. Two weeks ago, I was at the North Sea Festival in Den Haag.
Uh-huh.
And I had a piano player in my band, happy to say it was Herbie Hancock.
Ah.
It was a fantastic opportunity. We made a special program for North Sea. We had one concert with Herbie Hancock, Jack DeJohnette, Chris Potter and myself. The second concert was the big band, and mm-hmm. the third concert was a new project that I have with Trilok Gurtu, the percussionist,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
in duet with bass and percussion. And so mm-hmm. this is the program. To get back to the piano question, the reason I use vibraphone at the moment is mm-hmm. because of Steve Nelson. This mm-hmm. is the reason, because he is the most incredible musician.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like the economy of the vibraphone. The piano can sometimes be very dominant in the music. And unless you have perhaps Herbie Hancock or somebody, which, you know, is rare, then, you know, I look for somebody who can support the harmony but not dominate it. And for me, guitar can do this. Sometimes some guitarists, Kevin Eubanks, I work mm-hmm. with, and now Steve Nelson. So this is the reason. It keeps an open texture to the harmony.
Uh-huh.
And especially in the big band, when you have writing,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
you know, then you don't want a lot of chords from the piano mm-hmm. to be fighting with the band, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just
Bueno, o sea, es un poco extenso, pero fundamentalmente dice que el matiz, ¿no?, que aporta el piano, sobre todo en la Big Band, puede llegar a ser un poco dominante. Entonces, el vibráfono,
como un elemento más percusivo. Vale, vale. Y precisamente por ese aspecto percusivo que tiene el vibráfono de Nelson y ese toque tan personal y tan potente que tiene Nate Smith ahora, ¿no ha pensado en incorporar aún más percusión, pero más enfocada a la, o sea, percusión africana, dada la clara influencia, ¿no?, que por lo menos yo puedo apreciar, ¿no?, con respecto a la música africana?
He's saying that he believes that you're quite influenced by African music, being influenced by such music.
I agree. But I wouldn't say it's strictly African music, you know. But we speak of the African diaspora. You know this word, yeah. So you have, unfortunately, from slavery, you know, the African people were taken to Cuba, to South America, to America, and from this culture came a music that was rooted in many traditions from Africa, but was developed in new ways. And my number one influence is jazz music, the jazz tradition, coming from the African American heritage, New Orleans, and through the years, this is my big study as a musician. But because I love music, and I love all music, I love music which is real and which is creative. I listen to many things, you know. I listen to Cuban music, I listen to contemporary rap music, Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes. I listen to classical music sometimes, you know. So all these things are part of the language that you develop as a musician, and then you take these things that you learn and you try to make a personal statement from them. But the biggest influence on me, I think, are the traditions that originated in Africa and have moved around the world. And yes, I've listened to African music. I have many records in my collection of African music, and I love it also. But I would say the number one foundation for me is the jazz tradition.
He was curious. He wondered why or if you've ever considered including more percussion because of that influence.
Well, you know, when you have Nate Smith on drums, you have plenty of percussion, so it's not a problem. the project with Sherlock is also a whole percussion thing. I love the percussion thing, but I mean, I look for drummers who understand that part of the tradition. You know, Smitty Smith, Billy Kilson, they are all understanding the many drum traditions of the world, and they bring this to the music. So for me, this is an important part, is to find drummers which are understanding the big world picture of percussion, not just the tradition of jazz and so on. So. But also, you know, Nate is coming from church music and from rhythm and blues and from hip-hop music. You know, these are his experience too. So he's bringing these rhythms also into the music. And to me, this is, for me, what makes the music more relevant to the contemporary times is that we have including some of the new language which is being developed.
Y también la posibilidad, ¿no?, la increíble posibilidad, ¿no?, que le habrá permitido participar en un sello como FM, en el que existe tantísima variedad de estilos musicales, ¿no? Ahora, mientras hablábamos de la música africana, me estaba acordando de ese pedazo de disco que tiene con Anwar Bryan.
Anwar, yeah.
Fantastic,
incredible, yeah. I saw Anwar in North Sea just now, because we have not played for two or three years now.
Uh-huh.
And we were speaking, you know, we said we must do again. So I hope it's going to happen. I think he's a great musician.
Yeah, yeah.
We made two tours of Europe together after the record, after Thema. And it was a great experience. And I look forward to, you know, another chance.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's very beautiful. Very, very special. Beautiful. Very special. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I have 5 more minutes.
Yeah. ¿Cuál va a ser el siguiente paso en su carrera discográfica? ¿Algún proyecto aparte del quinteto o de la Big Band?
What about your next step in your career? Are you thinking of any new project apart from the quintet and the band?
Tree Lock. Yeah, is the next new one. And we are, of course, recording a new quintet record for release next year. So this is another thing that is done. This is the next recording that will be released, you know. I don't have I did a special project last year, which was with Herbie and Wayne Shorter and Brian Blade. We did some touring in the summer last year. And, you know, I like to really concentrate on certain things. And so I'm not interested in doing, you know, 10 different projects. You know, for me, the quintet, the big band, and now the duet with Chilock is perfect. It gives me three different environments musically to work with, and I feel very good about this. You know, I could add, you know, more and more ideas, but first of all, I have only so much time to tour, and I want to be sure that time is given to these projects so they can develop and mature properly. And if I do many things, then nothing is really developing. It's just, oh, this now, and then this, and then this. And it makes no sense to me as a musician to do that, to work this way. I like continuity.
Yeah.
It's important to me that. You know.
Dice que le interesa la continuidad de su trabajo y concentrarse en lo que está haciendo, por eso dice que los tres proyectos que está llevando ahora a cabo le bastan, ¿no? Además necesita tiempo para hacer la gira y demás, y hay un disco que saldrá creo que próximamente en octubre, creo que ahí también están trabajando en esto, y que es lo que prefiere, concentrarse en el trabajo. Entonces, podría hacer mil cosas, pero prefiere una continuidad para alimentar y desarrollar la idea, ¿no?
Y ya por último, para acabar, la opinión de Dave Holland sobre el jazz en Europa.
What do you think about the jazz scene in Europe?
Yeah, I think it's healthy. I mean, it's, you know, it's always had a lot of variety in what's going on here, and each country has somewhat its own style of approaching jazz music. They bring something of their culture to it. The situation in Europe has always been more supportive of jazz than America. We were in a city yesterday in Rome, two days ago in Rome, and the city of Rome has created a place that they call the House of Jazz, which is in the beautiful grounds with a small theater, a recording studio. We played out in the grounds an open air concert. But they have put a large amount of money into this to support the music, to support it for local musicians. You find small towns in Europe that will promote a jazz concert. I mean, this is not a big city here, but they have a festival and inviting us to come. And, you know, this is a special situation in Europe that there is that kind of support. We go to small cities in small towns sometimes in Italy, and the whole town is coming to the concert in the square. So, you know, that kind of culture, appreciation of culture, is quite good in Europe, and so it has given great support to jazz. It's not always so easy for the European musicians. They are not always so lucky in getting the support. But I mean, if you go to Holland, to the Netherlands, to the Dutch musicians, the government gives them many opportunities. So there is that support here, which doesn't exist so much in other parts of the world.
Dice que en Europa los músicos, ¿no? Como por ejemplo en Holanda, reciben mucho apoyo por parte del gobierno y demás, ¿no? O ayuda. Y que la cultura del jazz es muy rica y muchos países la pretenden mantener, ¿no? Y que es muy curioso que en lugares muy pequeños, ¿no? De cualquier parte de Europa, a lo mejor un pueblo es en Italia o como el muñeca no es muy grande tampoco, ¿no? Y aparece mucha gente pues aficionada al jazz, ¿no? Y cree que es como un poco más intenso, ¿no? La cultura del jazz a lo mejor aquí que en otras partes del mundo o que en América.
Sí.
Sí que es saludable.
Vale, pues ha sido un honor estar con usted y estoy deseando verle todavía esta noche, vaya.
Thank you for your translation. Very good, thank you. Okay, thank you. Yes, sure.
Oh, I want a present for you.
Huh? Yeah. Sorry.
Very nice.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Thank you.